And welcome to another episode of Ranting and Raving. I'm your host, Todd Starooch, and this is the show where I get to vent my spleen about all the things in life that are pissing me off this week. And we all know there are a lot of those, so let's jump right into it, shall we? This week, I'd like to talk about a group of people or a class of people that I refer to as adult infants. And here's what I mean by that. These are people that are so staggeringly helpless that you wonder how they make it through a day without wandering into traffic or falling off a cliff or setting themselves on fire or basically anything that any way that keeps them alive. It's astonishing to me. We live in an era of almost miraculous technology. We have devices that let us keep in touch with people. We have technology in our cars that automatically notify law enforcement when we get into an accident or when there's trouble of any kind. And yet there are people that remain completely helpless. Here's a good example. You post an event on Facebook, and the event lists the date, the time, the address of the venue, and every other detail that people will need to attend your event. And then what happens? You get flooded with questions. Where is it? When is it? How do I get there? How do you get there? Saddle up an octopus and, you know, squish your way on over. What do you mean? How do I get there? You get there by car. Get in your car, plug it into your GPS, and follow along to the helpful voice that tells you which way to turn. It is amazing to me that in this day and age that anyone, any adult, should ever have a problem getting anywhere. Let me tell you a little story, boys and girls. When 25 plus years ago, when I was in my first real IT job, I had to travel a lot for business. And I would get on an airplane, which is scary in and of itself, fly to a strange airport in a strange city, and I would have to figure out how to get to the place I needed to be. So I'd walk up to the rental car counter and ask the person there, and they would give me a map. I know a lot of you probably don't realize what that is or remember what a map is, but you can find them probably in a museum somewhere, or you may have one hidden away in the trunk or a glove compartment of your car. But it was a piece of paper that you would open up that had pictures, lovely pictures of all the highways and roads in the area which you were traveling, and you could figure out how to get places. Or you would ask a friendly individual, and they would tell you, okay, go 3 miles, make a left on Main Street, and then turn right at the next light, and go 6 more blocks, and turn left. And lo and behold, you would magically arrive at your destination. Well, these days, in the palm of our hand, folks, we have a device that has an app that you can just plug in. You don't even need to know the name of the place, the address of the place, rather. You can plug in the name of it, and your phone will figure out the address of the place and will tell you how to get there. Not only that, but are you ready for this? It will even route you around traffic or accidents or things like that to get you there in the quickest amount of time possible. I know, you're shaking your head right now and you're saying, oh, Todd, you're full of shit. There is no such thing. But I assure you there is. And you too can have one. So that way you don't have to write to people and say, Todd, I'd like to go to your event, but I don't know how to get there. I have another secret for you. You can even use such an app to use mass transit.
No way!
Yes way. It will tell you exactly what trains, buses, or even airplanes to take to get to your destination. Yes, I could figure out how to get from my house to Istanbul using an app on my phone. And lo and behold, I would be stepping off an airplane in Istanbul and I would be able to get to my hotel, all without having to ask anybody anything for the most part. So I don't know what it is with this. I don't know if technology is just making people lazier or is really taking away people's problem-solving ability. Or is it that there are plenty of people that are just like, well, I don't want to do any work, so I'm just going to make somebody else do it for me and make them tell me how to get somewhere. Again, adult infants. I wonder what people do like in their homes if something happens, like the television won't turn on. I wonder what it could be. I guess I'll just sit here and not watch TV. What's that you said? I have to plug this thing into that socket on the wall. Wait, well, oh, the hell you say? Electricity? Oh my God, look at that. The TV came on. It is a bloody miracle. Again, adult babies. It's just one of those things that I know I should probably just be a little more tolerant, but I'm just not buying that people in this age of technology, this digital age that we live in, that people can't figure out how to get places or how to buy tickets for something or basically get through a day. I often joke at work and I look around at some of the people in the office and I wonder how they even made it to work that day. Did they have to walk around holding up a picture of the building that they work in until they just stumble across it and say, yup, that's the place, and walk in the front door and hope that it's not a building that just looks like the building that they usually walk in, work in? Because that would be a little bit embarrassing, wouldn't it? I just have to laugh at these adult infants, and I'm sure with some of them it really is just laziness, and they're like, ah, you know what? I'm not gonna do any work. I'm gonna get somebody else to do it for me. But it's just one of those things that really just kind of gets under my skin a little bit, because now I've got to spend my time figuring out how to get this person from point A to point B successfully so that they don't get hurt or lost or wind up getting eaten by chuds or something like that, or step off the train and look around and go, well, this doesn't look like the place. And now all the responsibility is on me so that they don't get kidnapped and ransomed. So, folks, look at your phone and press that button called Maps or Waze or whatever app you want to use, and punch in the name of the place you want to go and just follow the directions. And I promise you, you will get there successfully. So, what else? Oh, yes, yes, this is one of my favorites. When it comes to adult infants, people who cannot find their seats in a theater or on an airplane. A lot of the movie theaters near me are switching over to assigned seating, where you can choose your seat in advance. And this is a glorious thing for me, because I am a lunatic when it comes to going to the movies. I have a particular area of the theater that I like to sit in, and with assigned reserved seating, I don't have to rush to the theater to get a seat that I like. It's reserved in advance, and it is a glorious, glorious thing. So I like to get to the theater early so I can get my popcorn and my drink and sit down and be there in time for the trailers and just relax and enjoy my night at the movies. And then here come Mr. and Mrs. Skeezix, who never learned the alphabet and never learned the numeral system, and they just can't seem to find their seats. Well, guess what? The rows are labeled alphabetically for your convenience, and the seats are numbered consecutively also for your convenience. So if you can't find seats G6 and G7, it might be time to go back to first or second grade to relearn those basic skills that many toddlers already know. Same thing on an airplane. The rows are numbered consecutively, so you just find your number, and then there's a little picture up underneath the overhead compartment that shows you what letter is the window and what letter is the aisle, and yet people still can't seem to figure out where their seat is. I love it when people look at me and go, sir, I think you're sitting in my seat. I always just look at them and go, no, I assure you that I am in my seat and not your seat. And in all of my years of air travel, I have never, ever had to say, well, oh, look at that, Cletus. You know what? You're right. I am sitting in your seat. How could I have mistaken 9 and 10? I am so sorry about that. You're right. Never, not once. Why? Because I can count. I have had people tell me, well, Todd, it's not that easy. A lot of times the numbers jump. So when you get from first class to coach, it might go right from row 7 to row 13 or something like that. The horror! Guess what? They don't assign people to rows that don't exist. So just continue down the row, find your row and your seat, and just sit your ass down so the rest of us can get where we're going calmly and peacefully. Same thing in the theater. If you can't find row B, seat number 5, you know what? Just sit home and watch a movie on Netflix. That is, if you can figure out how to turn on your TV and how to even play a movie on Netflix, because that's probably a challenge for you too. I could go on and on about these adult infants. A more recent one is people that still don't know how to use an ATM or still don't know how to pay with their credit card at a supermarket or at a drugstore. Unless you are of a certain, shall we say, older age, there is no excuse for this at this point. If you can't figure out how to use an ATM, well, you know what? Then you just don't deserve the money that you have. So you probably should give it all to me so I can lead a little bit more of a productive life than you are. And my biggest fear with these adult infants is that they will somehow connect with one another and breed and make kids that are just as dumb and helpless as they are. That is my true fear, that someday this country is going to be run by people who are flying an airplane and can't tell the difference between gate B89 and D57, and they end up putting a plane right through the terminal because they just couldn't seem to figure out what order the gates were in. I can just see that one coming. Let's hope not. I don't want to, you know, joke about air travel and people being horribly mangled because a pilot can't figure out the alphabet. I would like to hope that, you know, your ABCs and your numbers are somewhere on the pilot's exam. I don't know. I've never taken one, so I don't know if they're on there, but I would hope that it would be. another minor thing, well, it's not minor, I'm going to devote a whole show to it, but yet again, I'm just seeing nonsense on my social media feed, especially about all these things that can cure all sorts of diseases. And I'm going to devote a whole show to that, but it seems to be coming up yet again. And speaking of social media, I'm going to close the show out with this. So lately, there's been this thing on Instagram and Facebook where people show their first profile picture and their current profile picture so they can see how they've aged since they've been on social media. And it's just one of those fun things that everybody seems to get into and they all participate. And it was kind of fun looking up my old profile picture and comparing it to the current one. And I'd be like, wow, I used to be thinner and I actually had some hair 10 years ago. But of course, anytime on social media that there is something that people are enjoying and having a bit of fun with, here come the people that have to shit all over it and tell us all how they're sick of the quote-unquote age challenge and how they're tired of seeing all these profile pics. You know what? Years and years ago, I did a video about this service I was providing where I would remove the rod from your ass. And I'm thinking of reviving that service because a lot of people seem to need it. Yes, I get it. Sometimes when you see the same thing on social media over and over again, it can get a little annoying. But I will tell you, I would much rather see something that people are enjoying and having a bit of fun with, rather than yet another stupid fucking meme about the border wall, or yet another meme about how Trump sucks, or some other dumb fucking political bullshit, or another fucking meme about how pot cures cancer and AIDS and epilepsy and how everyone should be smoking pot and we would all live forever. I would much rather see a harmless meme or photo rather of people comparing pictures of themselves than the same dumb fucking shit. I saw someone post the other day how they're tired of seeing all the photos and age comparisons coming up in their news feed. Yet I scrolled back on their page and they just have days and days and days of endless anti-Donald Trump posts. And I want to just tell them, don't you think we're all a little fucking sick of that? Yes, everyone has a right to post whatever they want on their Facebook page. And I'm sure some of the shit that I post gets annoying after a while. But again, I would much rather see something that people are just having some fun with rather than the miserable cesspool that social media has become. So you know what, people? Get a fucking grip. And if that's what you're pissed off about, you know, I think it's time to go to the doctor and ask if Xanax is right for you, because you clearly need some help. Well, wow, 18 and a half minutes goes by awfully quick, doesn't it, folks? Especially when I'm fired up about something. So let me wrap it up by saying let's try to avoid the adult infants out there, and maybe Darwinism will kick in and some of them will wander off a cliff or into a volcano somewhere and give the rest of us a bit of a break. But for now, we'll just tolerate them and pat them on the head and tell them that they're doing a good job when they feed themselves. And we can occasionally help them with their alphabet or with their numbers or whatever. Again, thank you for listening. I truly appreciate the fact that anybody wants to hear what I have to say about anything. I hope I made you laugh a little bit along the way. And I look forward to entertaining everybody again next week. When you get a chance, check out the other awesome podcasts over at Podcast City Network on Facebook or podcastcity.net. And there's a bunch of great podcasts over there, including my other show, The Imaginarium, with my partner in crime and co-host, Scott Colbert, which comes out every Monday. All right. Thanks again for listening, folks. And until next time, let's stay pissed.